Chapter 10. Gavar and Vestara bowed, perfectly in tandem, as if they had rehearsed it, then turned and went back the way Luke and Gavar had come. When the sound of their feet had faded, Luke turned to Moon. "Where is Dion Stad being held? I presume these cells are inadequate to the task." Moon growled softly.
"You presume correctly. We do not have a great deal of violent crime here, and our population renders very few force users. We have had to take special precautions. Follow me."
She moved to the door at the far end and keyed it open. Ahead was, as Luke suspected, yet another corridor. Reaching out in the force, Luke gently probed the area above, to all sides and below them. There was Dion Stad, several meters below. His force energy was dull but steady. Ahead were two other presences standing in tandem, presumably guards. Ben was apparently doing the same, because he said,
"You've got a cellar down here."
"Not precisely," Moon said.
The lighting from the glow rods that ran the length of the corridor wasn't particularly powerful, and several of them were inactive. Luke could now see the two Klaatuinians standing on either side of a large door in the floor. They did not appear to be too happy about their assignment, the lugubrious canine features looking even more jowly with resignation. Luke understood why. The door was rigged with a WW-47 cryoband grenade. It appeared to have been modified so that it could be activated from a distance. Once detonated, all the heat in the area would be absorbed, creating an area of freezing cold. It wouldn't kill Dion, but it would immobilize him and likely cause nerve damage.
"I guess he could be perceived as that dangerous," Ben said.
"Here he certainly could be," Luke agreed, thinking of the conspicuous lack of force sensitives or weapons among the general populace, and even among what passed for the military.
"He is heavily sedated and as restrained as we could manage,"
Moon said. She knelt and quickly began to disarm the grenade.
"And there is a third guard down there with him."
"We brought along restraints that might be more efficient for a force user," Ben said.
Moon shot him an irritated look, but Luke could tell that the irritation wasn't really directed at his son.
"You can say it. A flimsy box sealed with Vartik tree sap would be more efficient to hold a force user than what we've got. We simply don't have the resources here to deal with this sort of thing, so I'm more than happy to turn him over to you two."
She opened the hatch. A scent that one wouldn't expect on a desert world wafted out. The dank, murky odor of fetid water and mildew.
"It's not a cellar. It's an old well," Ben said, peering down.